I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 105. In your bulletin, I did not put a sermon note sheet because I have, if you're new here, this will be the shortest message you'll ever hear me preach. Don't get used to it. I'll have a lot more to say, the Lord willing, next week. But we're going to get to Psalm 105 in a little bit, but I just want to read to you the first five verses. Psalm 105, it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people." We did that. "Sing to him." Did we do that? We did. "Sing praises to him." Did we do that? We did that. "Tell of his wondrous works." I think we did that too. "Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice." Did we do that? We did. "Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually." We're doing that too. "Remember the wondrous works that he has done, his miracles, and the judgments that he has uttered." I think we're on the right track. Amen? Father, we thank you so much for your word today. I ask you, Lord, to let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, my Lord and my God. We know that these flowers, as beautiful as they are, the flowers will fade, the grass will wither, but the word of the Lord will stand forever, and we stand on your word. We thank you that the Holy Spirit of God will bring to our remembrance the things that we need to know to go on in this life and to serve you. So help us today to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church today. We give you praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Amen. I want to read to you two quotes before we get into the message. One is by a president of the United States, and he said this: "America was not built on fear. America was built on courage, on imagination, and on an unbeatable determination to do the job at hand." Who do you think said that? Sounds like Donald Trump, doesn't it? It wasn't. It was President Harry S. Truman, the president that announced Israel to become a nation. May 14th, 1948, Harry S. Truman. And I want to read to you a quote from John Stewart from 2008. I read it and it meant so much to me. And here's what he says: "If liberty means anything to me, I will remember what my freedom cost. I will remember what my freedom cost by those who gave their all to keep me free, whose lives were sacrificed but never lost. I will remind myself of what they did and keep them dearly cherished in my heart. Their honor never from me shall be hid, and I will know they always did their part to save our nation and its people here, to pledge their lives in defense of our ways, to show that freedom always outlives fear. Freedom always outlives fear, and sacrifice is hallowed all our days. If liberty means anything to me, I will remember those who kept me free." That's what we're here for today, to memorialize. Memorializing, honoring, and remembering is something that God has created us to do. God commanded Israel to do it when he gave to them the Passover. In Exodus chapter 12, we have it on our board. Exodus 12, 14 says, "So this day shall be to you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting covenant." Passover was a holiday that was meant to remind Israel of something. What was it there to remind them of? It was to remind them of death and deliverance. And the theme of Memorial Day, I believe, is not only for us to remember the sacrifices that have been made for us, but to be truly thankful. to be truly thankful for what we have been blessed to receive. Amen? There's an evangelist, his name is Nick Vujicic. Many of you know who Nick is. If you don't know who he is, he was a man who was born without arms or legs. He just has something like a flapping foot kind of thing that's attached to a stub of a body. And yet God has been able to use him mightily to bring the message of hope, not just to hundreds of thousands of people now, but to millions of people all around the world. And every time I hear him, I just, Lord, it's amazing what you can do. And I read a quote from his book that Nick wrote, and it's a quote that could very well be a quote from any one of you or me. Here's what he said, and I quote, he said, "So I have a choice to be angry at God for what I don't have or to be thankful for what I do have. We have a choice. I choose to be thankful for what I have. I have been so blessed. God is so good." And when I start to think about it, I think about it just even in the last month, God has been so good. I became a great grandfather for the second time. My daughter got married to an incredible man. My mother went home to be with Jesus. Isn't that amazing? But most of all, my wife has put up with me for almost 50 years. And she has forgiven me many times. And I thank God for the grace of God. I am so blessed. I just have to say that. I'm sorry. I have to say that. But you know what? We need to be thankful people. In Luke's gospel, the 17th chapter, last week we were in the 17th chapter of Luke, and I talked to you about a flood and a fire. Anybody remember that? Were you here? We talked about it in Luke 17. But there's another little short story in Luke 17 when Jesus came across 10 men who had leprosy. And he healed them. But it says in Luke 17, verse 15, 17, and 19, I want you to hear this. It says, "One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God." I love this part. In a what? In a loud voice. That's why we do it here like that. We want to be scriptural people. Praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And guess what? He was a Samaritan. He was a foreigner. Wasn't even a Jew. He was a foreigner. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." I want to be the one that come back and say thank you. How about you? I want to be the one to say thank you to Jesus. Amen. We read to you Psalms 105. Seek you the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous work which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Verse 8 says, he remembers his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations. 1,000 generations. As we said, Memorial Day is set aside to remember those who have fallen in our nation's wars. But sadly, the day will pass and many people will be so caught up in picnics and family gatherings and any kind of outdoor projects that we won't even give much thought to the real meaning of that day. And it's too bad, because remembering does something to you. Remembering does things. It brings me back to the reality of what actually happened. I start to think about my friends that died in Vietnam. I start to remember what actually happened, and it encourages me to see the dedication of those who fought and died. Remembering stirs within me a sense of gratitude and appreciation, and it strengthens my resolve to do my part in serving God, country, and others. Throughout the Bible, God's people are instructed We're instructed to stop and recall what God did for them over and over. And Psalms 105 is actually, it's a song of remembrance. It's a song of remembrance of God's goodness to his beloved ones. And it traces his direction for his provision and his protection throughout all the history in the lives of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses. Traces all their lives. But as believers in the 21st century, we can look back over a much longer history and see how God has and is unfolding and observing his incredible goodness to us. Psalms 105, we read the first five verses, it actually shows a natural progression of what happens when I pause to remember. It's, first of all, it says, we give thanks. We give thanks to him. We continue calling on him. And then I sing of him, and I talk with fellow believers of all he has done. And that's why it's so... For today, I didn't realize that we were going to do what we did today, and that's why this psalm is so alive to me today. Then it says, I must go tell others of his greatness. And when I think about that, when I stop and I trace the work of God's hand in my own life and all the world that is around me, these things, they just come natural. You have to do what the Spirit of God is naturally telling you to do. But I want you to hear this, that the key to being able to rejoice in the past is not found in counting the number of good things that have happened. The key to rejoicing is in remembering that God remembers. That's the important thing, for us to remember that God remembers. I can rejoice that I know that he never forgets his plan. He never forsakes his promises. Did you hear what I said? I said he never forgets his plan. He never forsakes his promises. Even when life is tough and things don't seem to make sense to me at all. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah, me too. But I can rest assured that he is still in control, that he is still on the throne, and that he is still working out his plan in my life, and he has my best interest at heart, and he's got your best interest at heart. Amen? He said in his word, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. In Jesus' name, amen? And knowing this encourages me. And it strengthens me, and it pushes me to do my best for him. And I pray today that it pushes you, and it encourages you to do your best for him. In 1918, a man named Irving Berlin wrote a song, and it was revised in 1938. And it was made famous by a lady named Kate Smith. Anybody remember Kate Smith? It's not over till the... That's what they used to say. But it became, in my estimation, the unofficial anthem of the United States. I love the Star Spangled Banner, and I know what it means, and I love what it means. But God Bless America, for me, has been the unofficial anthem. So I would like to close this service by you joining me in the choir, in the chorus, singing God Bless America. Can you do that? While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night, the light from above.
From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
I'd like the worship team, please come back. Amen. Amen. God's blessing upon this country. So I encourage you, my friends, today, take time to remember. Take the time to remember. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you and I pray, God, that you'll help us daily to look back at your faithfulness that we just sang about and to praise you for being a God who remembers. And we thank you, God. And if there's someone here today that has never stepped forward and received Jesus as their Savior, we pray, God, that your Holy Spirit will touch those hearts of those that are here today and open their hearts to you. You said you stand at the door and knock. And if any man will open the door, Jesus said, I will come in to you and fellowship with you. And I will be your God. And you will be my son, my daughter. So if you're here today and you want to make that decision, we encourage you just to pray a simple, simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I know I'm a sinner. And I come to you now in Jesus' name. I know you paid the price for my sin that I could never pay. And I thank you. I thank you today for saving my soul. Help me to live for you from this day forward in Jesus' name. And if you prayed that prayer, we believe that God has come into the Spirit of God has come into your life, that you are born from above. You will be changed, and God will begin to work in your life. And we're here for you to help you as you take.